Yesterday, I made a poop shaped like a fish. Even my butt is capable of making an analogy.
Thanks to Drax the Destroyer for joining the program. Hey, what's up? It's DeHuff. It's another episode of DeHuff Uncensored. I hope you're having a great day. We got a lot to get into, but real quick, hit that subscribe button wherever you're listening. Don't forget, today's show is presented to you by the great people over at Sugar Fire in Westminster, as well as Jad's Mile High Smoke. And of course, Bet Online. Bet Online is your number one source for all your summer sports this season, from MLB, golf, NBA, and NHL playoff stats, all the latest stats, news, and scores available to follow your favorite teams. Get the latest odds and lines, including the latest team matchups, player props, and odds on just about every sport out there. Go ahead, make your way to betonline.ag today, or use your mobile device and get in on all the action. It's Bet Online where the game starts. And speaking of starting, real quick, before we get into it, I do want to give a shout out to 104.3 The Fan or denversports.com, whatever the hell they call themselves. Big thanks to them for letting me use their studio last week. I used it last week. The episode came out yesterday of me interviewing Mark Schlereth. It was a great time. Very, very open arms to go over there. I really appreciate it. It was nice. They did remodel a lot. It looks really good in there. Amanda's kicking butt. She's the new PD, and she's doing great things. Slow and steady. She's got a lot of work ahead of her, but she's doing a lot of good things over there. I'm excited to see how she can lift that place back up into its greatness. But again, big thanks to them. Big thanks to Mark Schlereth. If you haven't heard that interview, you got to go back and listen to it. But what we need to do now, what you need to be paying attention to right now, is the headlines.
Let's go! Let's go!
And now, here are the headlines.
Oh my God! We've talked about this story last year, at the end of last year when it first came about. And we all thought the same thing. What the fuck? What the fuck? Well, here we are again, but there's more details. And there's a bigger push now towards this lawsuit against Hershey's because in a proposed class action lawsuit that came out last week on Friday, four Reese's customers in Southern Florida. Oh, that's so shocking. It came from Florida. I know, Florida. You guys have your heads on straight. Who knew? But apparently there's four bad apples. Anyway, they said they were very disappointed that the candies they bought late last year looked plain and lacked the explicit carved out artistic designs shown on the packaging. All of them said they would have not bought anything had they known the candies would not be unadorned. Oh my God, those poor bastards. They're seeking $5 million. $5 million because the candy they bought, it just didn't look that great in comparison to the picture on the box or the bag or on the display. This is what's wrong. This is what's wrong with society. It's ridiculous. My goodness. My goodness. Who cares what it looks like? Does it taste good? Yes. Because guess what? Sure, maybe it got all jacked up in the football or the Easter Bunny or Santa Claus. They look a little melted, or they just don't look that great in comparison to the picture that's being advertised. But guess what? Does it taste the same? Yes, it does. My God. And what's going to be annoying is if Hershey's or Reese's, whatever you want to say, if they end up settling out of court on this. Because that happens a lot with companies, because it's sometimes cheaper to just settle and go, you know what, let's just make this go away instead of wasting our lawyers' time and money battling a nonsense lawsuit. Let's just pay it off, whatever. They want $5 million, okay. It's going to cost us $7 million to, you know, continue to battle this in court. Something like that. That happens. and not just this type of, not just for this situation. It happens in so many other industries. It's ridiculous, and people are starting to catch on to that. And it sucks because once the news gets out that they settle, more people are going to start doing this. And it's annoying. It's frustrating because this is such a BS lawsuit. Who cares? Who cares what the candy looks like? When I have bought plenty of candies, food that doesn't, stuff like that, that doesn't look anything like the advertising. And guess what? I still consume it. Don't care. I might have a little bit of a laugh and go, this looks nothing like it. Then I eat it. I have never once gone, man, this burger or this steak or this Reese's peanut butter cup looks nothing like it was advertised. I'm gonna sue somebody. Justice must be served. No, I've never thought that. Never. It's ridiculous. I posted this on X.com today, or X, or they're trying to push away the Twitter name. Wynn White said, when was the last time you pulled a takeout hamburger out of the bag and it looked like the plump and juicy one on the TV ad? I don't think I ever have. And there's several reasons for that. Even if you go into the store or the restaurant, most likely it doesn't always look like that. Sometimes it does. But usually, especially when you take it home, you got all that moisture in the bag and it just kind of, makes the bun kind of collapse and whatever. Guess what? It still tastes the same. It's ridiculous. Brandon wrote in, who has time for that? Brandon, I'm right there with you. I don't get it. Who sits there and goes, you know what I need to do? I need to sue Hershey's because this does not look like the Easter Bunny. Dun, dun, dun. Could you imagine if that was like your friend or family member? Hey, Todd, how's it going? What have you been up to lately? We're at the family barbecue. Oh, in the middle of a big lawsuit. Oh my gosh, what's going on? Drinking beer. What's going on, bud? What happened? Well, Hershey's? Oh, shit. Yeah, I do know Hershey's. Well, don't know if you know this, but they did some pretty bad stuff. Please do tell. I bought some football Reese's and then some Santa Claus Reese's peanut butter cups last year. And boy, I was devastated when I opened up the package because they look nothing like the advertised pieces. When I opened it up, there was no detail. It's very smooth and just not appealing looking. And what else? Was there like a rat head in there or a snake or, mold? What? No. I told you the whole story. I was so disappointed. Oh, okay. Anyway, we're seeking $5 million. Okay. That's where you just stop the conversation and you have two options. One, you kick them in the dick and then turn around, or you just turn around. I'm not saying violence is the answer, but if I heard that you were in this situation and you just kicked them right in the junk, or whether it's a man or a woman, so it's either a dick kick or a vagina kick, and then you walked away, I wouldn't be upset about it. I wouldn't be shocked about it. I'd be like, it's kind of justifiable. Justifiable. Here's what's annoying too on this is the lawyer, the one that is presenting this case, because this is the same lawyer that is suing or tried to sue, I think it was Burger King, and some other fast food joints saying that the burgers that they were presenting in the advertising looked nothing like what you got. It's ridiculous. It's wasting people's time and money. It's a joke. But like I said before, what's going to happen is companies are going to be like, dude, it's just so much easier if we just settle and just give them some money to walk away. Even if it's not the full $5 million, it's going to be cheaper for us to just give them like $100,000 each and then call it good. And the bad thing about that is they won. Those people won for a BS reason. People don't want to work hard for their money anymore. They don't. We know this. You know this. They're like, you know what's easier? Pretending to get offended and devastating, like you just got blindsided by this horrific news and then trying to sue people. What's the horrific news? Well, that didn't look like anything like the Easter Bunny and his eggs. I still ate them. I still ate them. And the bullshit where they're like, if we would have known that these weren't going to look the way they did in the advertising, we wouldn't have bought them. Wouldn't have bought them. Like, how sad is your life? How sad is your life that you're going to go, you know what? No, I can't handle this. It's supposed to look like an Easter egg, but it doesn't. What's wrong with your life? How sad are you? If anything, these people should be forced to take some counseling. Because, damn. And not because they're, because of the tragedy they just experienced, is because they think that that's a tragedy. There's some real life shit going on around you. And people don't take it to court. This should not ever see a courtroom. Ever. It's ridiculous. A postal worker in Ohio was caught racing a Mustang in a United States Postal Service van. They hit 105 miles per hour in a 60 mile an hour zone. I'm laughing because while I disagree with the actions, kind of impressed. Kind of am. I mean, you're stupid for driving a postal vehicle or any type of a company vehicle if you're drag racing it. Kind of a dumb idea. You're going 45 miles over the speed limit. Dumb idea. Dangerous. Reckless. But you're in a company vehicle. How stupid are you? But I'm also impressed that a United States Postal Service van can go that fast. Like, wow, that's great. That being said, why don't they have those with a governor in it? Because, I mean, it's a government vehicle. There's no need for it to go that fast. Have it max out at like 80. And then where the governor kicks in and makes it so it has to slow down. There's no need for it to go fast. None of our vehicles need to go that fast. Let's be honest. It's kind of a weird thing if you think about it. Why does my Honda Accord go up to 135 miles an hour? Nowhere out there is it a good idea to go that fast. If you have a race car that you race on a track, sure, go ahead. Let it go. Pop that baby open. It doesn't really make sense when you think about it. That being said, back in the day, I popped the top off that little Buick Skylark I had, that 83. Probably the fastest I've ever gone was in that vehicle. Stupid, because it began to shake. And I'm lucky. I didn't crash big time. But I went to about 115 in that thing before the governor kicked in and just knocked me down. But stupid. Hindsight, stupid. But I did it. I did it. But I also, this story makes me realize that vans have big-ass balls on them. Big-ass balls. And I think vans get a raw deal, especially like minivans. They have some good engines in there. I like driving minivans. I drive a Honda Accord, but whenever we've rented one, whenever we're out and about traveling and we show up somewhere, like we went to Iowa once and the rental vehicle ended up being a van. It was nice. I liked it. And I'm like, dude, this thing has some nuts on it. Holy cow. It was great. Hey, cowboy, what do you think of minivans?
I got to be honest, fellas. People think I drive a big old F-150 or some shit like that. No, man, I drive a minivan because those suckers have big-ass balls on them. So, fuck you for judging me.
Thanks, cowboy. I think vans are, they get a bad rap. Now, that being said, if you have a van and there's no windows in the back, avoid those vans. You can't trust those. And if you're going to buy a van, make sure there's windows in them in the back and make sure they're not tinted out because nobody trusts those, okay? See a white van driving down the street with blacked out windows? Put the kids inside. Put the kids inside. We got a code red. Is it a ice cream truck? No. Worse. It's a blacked out, van. Okay. Oh, shit. They're same level as ice cream drivers. Sorry. If you drive an ice cream truck, come on. You kind of freak some people out. You do. But yeah, minivans. They got some nuts on them. Very good. This is such a slap in the face to a lot of people out there. But they did it. They did it. Vermont University gave a feline. Those little things that, get dingleberries stuck on their back ends every now and then. And, claw you for no freaking reason. Because whatever. Vermont University gave a cat an honorary literature degree. That's so insulting. So if you're somebody out there that has an honorary doctorate or an honorary degree from a university, this cat has the same thing as you. How insulting to everybody else out there that was feeling good about themselves. They're like, dude, this university, this college gave me this honorary degree or honorary doctorate. And, you have that on your resume. Now, when you're flipping through, the internet or you're listening to this podcast and you hear that a cat has the same thing as you, doesn't that deflate you? Huh? You're like, ah, balls. Dang it, stupid cat. Why? I don't care. I don't care what the reason is for that cat getting that honorary degree. Don't care. I don't care if that cat rushed into a burning building and drug out 4 human beings. Don't care. Doesn't deserve a degree. Doesn't. Give him some catnip and a little package of sardines. It'll be good. Be like, oh, thanks, guys. This is fantastic. You're giving it something that it don't care about. Don't even understand. I don't know why I went into this southern accent. Come on, man. Oh, I'd be feeling good about myself because I have this honorary degree. It's all over my resume. It looks good. Looks good. You're applying for a job. Oh, I see Vermont University gave you an honorary degree. Yeah, they did back in 2015 is fantastic. Very honored. Very honored. Hey, did you see where that cat got the same thing as you? It achieved the same thing as you? And then your face would turn white. And you'd just be like, what? A fucking cat? Yeah. Yeah. You're nothing special. Because a cat has accomplished the same thing as you. For the honorary reasons. If you actually achieved a degree by going to school, that's one thing. But if you get an honorary one, Vermont University just slapped everybody in the face. Fucking cat. Hey, real quick, Sugar Fire in Westminster, just a great place to go grab some barbecue. And whether you go in there and grab some smoked brisket, By the way, if you go in there, if you like brisket, a good thing to get is their brisket dip. It's their take on French dip, but they use beautifully smoked brisket. It's so good. It will make your face and your brain melt with deliciousness. Whether you get something like that, smoked wings, smoked turkey, their burgers are just going to make your head explode. So freaking good. But they also do catering, which is awesome because it's graduation season. And so you can honor your graduate by having the party catered by Sugar Fire in Westminster. But it's also good for catering a wedding, also great for birthdays or the big meeting at work. Either way, Sugar Fire in Westminster is the place to go. So freaking good. And not only do they have great entrees, great sides, they also have amazing sauces. The St. Louis Sweet, Texas Hot, Coffee, Carolina Mustard, and of course, White Barbecue. Sugar Fire in Westminster, by far my favorite barbecue joint in the state of Colorado. It's so freaking good. It's family friendly, great for date night. And like I said, they even do catering. So you got to go check them out. They're off 144th and Orchard Parkway, just east of Huron. Follow them on Instagram and Facebook at Sugar Fire Westie, or go to their website, sugarfiresmokehouse.com. It's Sugar Fire in Westminster, reinventing barbecue every single day. Hey, if you're looking to go relax, and why not, you deserve it, go check out Jad's Mile High Smoke. It's the first and only licensed cannabis bar in the state of Colorado. It's like an alcohol bar, but instead of alcohol, it's cannabis. It's awesome. Great place to unwind and just chill. Go by and you can consume on site. Purchase up to an ounce of flower or 8 grams of concentrate. They also have pre-rolls and edibles, and they provide everything you need to consume it with. They also have 7 big screen TVs so you can catch your favorite sporting event, maybe host a watch party. They got Nintendo Switches available to rent, tons of free board games, playing cards, coloring books, dominoes. They also have a quarter arcade with pinball machines, vintage Street Fighter, Mortal Kombat, and more. It's a great place to go hang. It's so fun. They're open daily from noon to 10. Happy hour runs from noon to 4:20 Monday through Friday. Go check out Jad's Mile High Smoke. It's just 9 minutes from Coors Field. I did the math. Yes, it is. 9 minutes. Maybe 9.5. Depends. They're open noon to 10, like I said. And you got to be at least 21 to consume on site. No outside product. Just buy it there. Jad's is at 7667 Washington Street. Just GPS to Jad's. Here's what's funny. If your name's Kyle, listen up. Yes, I've made fun of the name Kyle before, and you'll hear why in a second. But you, if your name's Kyle, and there's a city named Kyle in Texas, and you know they're trying to get everybody together to break a world record for most people named Kyle in one area, and then you get a Guinness World Record, why wouldn't you do it? I mean, come on, your name's Kyle. You have nothing else better to do, right? Well, 706 people were in on it, but that wasn't enough. A bunch of people showed up to Kyle, Texas, and tried to break a world record, but they failed. They failed. You're a failure. If your name's Kyle, you failed. Everybody that showed up and everybody that didn't show up, you're a bunch of failures. Look at yourself. Look at yourself in the mirror. What are you doing with your life? What are you doing? And then all the Kyle people are like, but I was trying to.
Shut the fuck up, Kyle.
You don't talk unless I talk to you, okay? How embarrassing for those 706 people that showed up in Kyle, Texas, and they didn't actually get the world record. That'd be so frustrating. You know, you make the, you know, trip down there. You're like, this is great. We'll be part of a world record. And then nobody, not enough people show up. Come on, start sending out evites, right? People still use that. Send out an evite to everybody named Kyle so they can show up. You know who did show up? People, I can't remember if we brought this up last month when it, or a couple months ago when it happened. In Missouri, there's a museum. They achieved a world record, a Guinness World Record, for the largest gathering of people with underwear on their head. 314 people got together and said, let's get this world record by sticking underwear on our head. They did that. You know what? Kyle, learn something. Learn something. But.
Shut the fuck up, Kyle.
Kyle, no. Learn from your mistakes. All you Kyles, next year when they try to do this again, show up. Show up. Bring some pride to your name, Kyles. Bring some pride. I am so disappointed in everyone named Kyle right now.
Right, as always.
Ken knows. Ken knows. Ken's disappointed too. But.
Shut the fuck up, Kyle.
I love you, Kyles. But seriously, next time, if there was a Scott thing, and people are like, let's get together in Scott, Idaho, or wherever, I probably wouldn't show up. Let's be honest. I wouldn't. Unless I was there or nearby. If there was a Scott, Colorado, or DeHuff, Colorado, that would be even cooler. Then I'd have to show up. Be like the largest gathering of DeHuffs. One. Is that how I get into the Guinness World Record? Is I say the largest gathering of DeHuffs in, like, Denver. I don't know, something dumb like that. The largest gathering of people named Scott DeHuff eating at Sugar Fire in Westminster. Guinness World Record, get over here. Come on. All right, there's one person here. Congratulations, you did it. Your name's Scott DeHuff, and that's the largest gathering of people named Scott DeHuff eating a brisket dip at a barbecue joint. All right. Wow. I feel so honored. I've accomplished something in my life. I did it, Mom. I did it. And my mom's in the background. Oh, my God. My baby boy did something with his life. He's accomplished something. Mom, I'm married with two kids. Ah! This is better, though. I gotta be honest. You can put this on your resume. What? Anyway. Do you know how much it costs? Sorry, that's so dumb. To fly from Denver to Berlin. There's going to be some changeover flights, obviously. But it's roughly, depending on what airline you use, it's roughly, for one person, about $1,200. Why am I bringing that up? Well, oddly enough, it's something that we've been kind of talking about every now and then for the past, say, month. And now it's Berlin. Berlin is going to allow women to go topless at public swimming pools, just like men, due to an equality dispute. So if you're that hard up to see boobies, make your way to Berlin. Or, you know, go to a porn site. I don't understand. I don't think it's that big of a deal. Here in America, we're kind of prudes. We've been talking about that. You know, obviously with that portal from New York to Dublin, where there's that big old visual display, big old, video display, and people got in trouble for exposing themselves to it. It's kind of funny because I don't think it's that big a deal. I appreciate breasts. I do. They're very attractive. But I don't think it's that big of a deal that somebody should get arrested for exposing their boobs if you're out in public. Obviously, the way our society is, that's the way it's set up. And we over-sexualize them. And I get it. But it's also one of those things where if we were able, and I know this is, there's a lot more that goes into this. And it would be a very difficult transition. But if we were able to desexualize breasts, it would be there'd be a lot of people pissed off, by the way. There would be. But, you know, you got those people that are like free the nipple type of thing. We were talking about that. There's a big
group of people like that up in Fort Collins, and I believe they can walk around. I don't know if it's all the time, but or certain times where women can walk around topless. It would be very interesting. It would be very difficult too if we got to the point where we're like, okay, you know what? Ladies, if you want to walk around topless, you can walk around topless. Right? Maybe in certain designated areas, that is what you started off with. It would be interesting to see how that transition would go and see how many people would partake in it. It would be interesting to see from a social perspective, like how many people would be doing it and how it would be accepted by people, you know, because there'd be obviously people that would be pushing against it. But if you think about how many times you see a dude walking around with a shirt off, walking down the street, now replace that with a woman. People would freak out because we sexualize it so much. But if it became a more frequent thing, would that benefit? I'd be very curious to ask some ladies about that. Is that something that you would like to live in a world that way eventually, where breasts aren't over-sexualized? I maybe before I brought this up, I should have asked. I should have asked some ladies. But I feel like it would be a very interesting thing. It'd be a liberating thing. Because I think it is silly sometimes where... Look at the Janet Jackson thing. Remember that where Justin Timberlake exposed her breast, even though it was her nipple was covered by one of those pasty things, those nipple tassel things. Like, what's the big deal? Yes, they're very attractive, but you could say the exact same thing for dudes. Like, women are attracted, or other guys are attracted to dudes that, you know, have a certain body frame that they like. And we're allowed to walk around with our shirts off. Although it has been recommended to me to not walk around with my shirt off. Because it just brings a lot of, you know, discomfort towards people. But you see what I'm saying? It would be very interesting to live in a society where it didn't matter. Where you're like, oh, she's not wearing a shirt. It would be, the transition period would be very interesting as well. But I feel like in the right environment, that's a problem. There's always going to be some bad apples that fuck it up for everybody, right? And it wouldn't be comfortable at first for a lot of the ladies. But it would be nice if we got to a point where it's just like, it's, you know, more equal and just be like, and I'm not saying it as a pervert. I'm not trying to look at it that way. Although, I'd be interested. I'd be taking a lot more walks. I would. But you see what I'm saying? It would be very interesting if we got to that point as a society, because you're seeing more and more places across the pond that are doing this. And you're like, oh, it's not that big of a deal. It's just boobs. It's like when you watch TV here in the U.S., the things that they bleep out, the things that, you know, drive people, you know, to complain. Oh, they said this, they said that. I remember working at the radio station. People used to complain about D-Mac, one of the talents at the time for the radio station. He said this, he said that. Then my boss would be like, hey, Duff, can you go listen to, they said he said something in this time frame. Go a little bit before, a little bit after, and then listen to that whole time. And I would go back and listen to it. And then I'd get back and be like, this is what he said. And it would be something that was just so meaningless, but people would get offended. And what did Stink say yesterday? You know, people get, I need to go pull that clip where Stink was saying that, you know, smart, intelligent people are being punished because, you know, trying to protect the stupid people. I don't remember what he said, but it was something like that. We're just way too sensitive on things. We need to stop. It's not that big of a deal. If a woman walks down the street with her breasts out, is it really that bad? Is it really that bad? Now, some people will say, well, what if young children are there? Well, they're only going to be damaged if their parents tell them they're going to be damaged on that. That's a big debate. And I know I'm crossing some weird boundaries on that. And that's enough for you guys to go, okay, Duhuff, I don't agree with that. Okay, well, let's have a conversation about it. Why? Why would it be that bad? Now, if somebody's, you know, having sex in the middle of the street, that's another thing. That's something that should be, you know, that's between two people. Other people need to see that in public. You know, if you're sitting in the back corner and you're invited and you're in somebody's house or living room, that's fine. That's normal. Keep going. I like the moves. I like the moves. Right? But somebody walking down the street, this is a weird tangent that I'm going on, and I apologize. But it is interesting to think about. Could we ever live in a society like that? It's not, I don't think it would be damaging to the society, but it would be an awkward transition. I don't know. But that being said, I don't want to see guys walking around. Let's just start with this. Tops are optional. Pants, those are mandatory. I don't need to be walking around. I don't want to get a sunburn on my junk. Don't want that. I don't want that. Ugh. That would not be fun. Not be fun. Little fella be peeling. What'd you do to me? What did you do to me? As it's looking up at me. Why did you do this? You son of a bitch. Now you want to play with me? No. No. Well, I went down that weird rabbit hole. I apologize. Listen, I like you. I do. And if you're traveling to Berlin, let me know how that goes. Go take a dip in one of their pools. You'll be the one weird American that is just like, boobies are everywhere. Everybody else is like, yeah, whatever, dude. fucking Americans. That's not what a German sounds like. What does a German sound like? I am eating some. Wait, no. I can't do it. Now I'm sounding like Arnold Schwarzenegger. Or Schwarzenegger. I am, what are you stupid Americans? I can't do it. Get to the chopper now. Give me your clothes. No. I'm dumb. Anyway, thank you guys so much for joining the show. I apologize for giving you brain damage. Hey, it happens, right? It happens. Thanks for listening. Make sure you subscribe if you could. Hey, we're going on road trips. This is road trip season 2. Make sure you subscribe. You can click on the function, and it's crazy because most of the apps, if you click on the download new episodes, so if you subscribe to me and then you click on the auto download, it will download to your phone or your device every time you connect to Wi-Fi, and the amount of space that it takes up is so little. It's crazy. So go ahead and do that. So that way, if you're on a road trip and you want to damage your children and I'm in the car with you, hey, it's going to be fun. Daddy, what does that mean? What is that? Daddy, how come we don't, what does the C word alert mean? Well, son, when your mom and I get in a fight and she calls me a cunt.
C word alert.
You guys thought I was going to say that he called her that? No. I got some class. I do. Thank you guys so much for joining the show. Really appreciate it. Thanks to Sugar Fire in Westminster. Again, Jad's Mile High Smoke, great place to go hang out, as well as going to betonline.ag. Just some great content up there. You guys are amazing. Have some fun. Don't forget to hit that auto download so you can listen as you're driving through, wherever you're driving through, whether you're here in the United States. I got a lot of people, oddly enough, that joking around about Berlin. We got a lot of people that listen on the Air Force bases, military bases in Germany, as well as a lot of other places across this the fantastic world. So go ahead and hit the auto download so that way you can continue to listen even if you have no signal. So it's a lot of fun. Thank you guys so much. Have an amazing day. Let's continue to move forward. I'll talk to you next time.